From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Soybean producers won't be the only ones to benefit from a Chinese trade deal. According to Ted Seyfried of Zahner Ag Hedge, livestock producers have a lot to gain too. Seyfried tells AgWeb.com, African swine fever has created a great need for pork in China, but demand for U.S. beef is growing and may be the more interesting topic right now. He believes there is a great opportunity for beef exports to China. Borden Dairy filed for bankruptcy, becoming the second major milk producer to seek Chapter 11 protection. According to the Washington Post, chief executive Tony Sarsam says the company's debt burden and the boom in dairy alternatives like soy rice and nut milk left Borden with few options. Normal operations will continue while Borden works out a recovery plan. Dean Foods, the nation's largest milk producer, filed for bankruptcy protection in November. Well, the pre-Thanksgiving E. coli recall has become more complex with two smaller outbreaks. GrowingProduce.com reports the FDA, Centers for Disease Control, and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency announced an outbreak linked to Fresh Express Sunflower Crisp Chopped Salad Kits is responsible for 8 cases in 3 U.S. states and 3 in 6 Canadian provinces. The third investigation is in Washington state, where 10 confirmed and 3 probable cases have been linked to romaine eaten at a local restaurant chain. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.